USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The vote of For the People Act split along party lines 50-50, short of the 60 needed Tuesday to begin debate. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
By now, the rotten inner workings of this power grab have been thoroughly exposed to the light. We know that it would shatter a decades-old understanding that campaign finance law should have a bipartisan referee and turn the Federal Election Commission into a partisan majority cudgel for Democrats to wield against their political opponent.
Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer said the vote was the starting gun, not the finish line. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will decide this week whether to create a special committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Reuters, citing sources familiar with the decision, earlier on Tuesday reported that Pelosi will create the committee. China has called the United States the region's greatest creator of risks after the destroyer USS Curtis Wilbur on Tuesday conducted a routine transit through the Taiwan Strait. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As Arizona is wrapping up this week the audit of the 2020 presidential election in Maricopa County, Michigan's Sheboygan County voted Tuesday to authorize a hand recount of the 2020 election. Sheboygan County Board of Commissioners voted 4-3 to authorize a letter to Michigan's Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson requesting the recount. Last month, Georgia was set to do an audit. More than 145,000 Fulton County absentee ballots will be reviewed as part of the audit in the 2020 presidential election. Fresh from the summer solstice, this month's full moon rises Thursday in the afternoon. Known as the strawberry moon, the strawberry supermoon will reach peak illumination at 2:40 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday, and visibility will be optimal in the southeastern skies. It'll be happening just after sunset. As it peaks above the horizon, the supermoon will appear larger than usual and contain a golden hue. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The For the People Act needed 60 votes to clear the procedural vote in the Senate on Tuesday. The partisan vote was 50-50 with no Republicans voting with Democrats to advance it. One of the main sticking points was voter ID. Most Americans on both sides of the aisle want voter ID. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau goes deeper into the story.
A sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats has been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor before a debate by a 50-50 tally along party lines. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall explains to Newsmax TV the issues his party had with the bill.
They never mentioned the downsides of this legislation. They never mentioned that this legislation does away with voter ID, that it encourages ballot harvesting, and it uses federal dollars to match campaign dollars as well. Just a moment ago, you put up polling that we've known for months that 80% of Americans believe in voter ID, that it adds integrity to the election process. We need our elections to be safer. We need them to be fair, but we certainly want integrity. We think that voter ID does that. Voter ID brings integrity to it. Without voter ID, or if you encourage ballot harvesting, it decreases the value of your vote. And I happen to think that voting for this republic is a very, very valuable thing that all of us are required or recommended to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.